Blog Talk Radio.
Worry about a hater? Not me. What? Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why?
Rolling, pocket swollen. Riding in it like it's stolen. Weed it, hella conceited. If it ain't about money, nigga, I don't need it. Got 100 grand in my ashtray. Spent 100K on a bad day. And I'm tatted like a cholo. Nigga act crazy, my dogs go loco. Kush got me moving slow-mo. With my nigga Problem, that's my bro-bro. Came in through the back door. 10 mil this year on a lolo. And I'm still smoking pre-roll. Cristal done fucking with the Clico. And my bank full of zeros. Young Wizzle get fly like a hero.
Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why? Problem come with them hoes like a donut. So more weed than you years ever smoked up. Big make a choke up. Like for real, no rock. But I'm feeling like a meal off a pill. Don't lock. We ain't letting no more bros in. But for sure we'll let y'all hoes in. Cause when we pulling money out, they be loving it. Give a dick before I give a bitch my government. What? That's 8, I got 8 more. Super duper high, 88 floor. Unzip this, that's 8 more. Fuck a pussy, and fuck rhyming. We gon' live forever, fuck dying. Get it till it drop, fuck trying. Pedal to the metal, we flying in the fast lane, yelling diamond. Worry about a hater, not me. Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Everything about me.
Everything about me. Young wild nigga, mouth full of gold teeth. Treating babe.com like the swap meet. Going crazy on a bitch until she knock me. I'm in that hella fast whip going top speed. Make a mess in that pussy and then she mop clean. I drop racks and she drop jeans. Smoke green as I lean top dropping. Nigga, I am all about a buck. Falling out a truck. Probably with some hoes that I just met and yeah, they all gon' fuck. Got a man calling up a homies, blowing all them up. Trying to figure out what's girl is. She probably toasted. Like a champagne glass. So much money that ain't a damn thing sad. Do my damn thing in my campaign ad. Let's get straight to it, don't let a damn thing pass. What?
Worry about a hater? Not me. What? Turn to the max, no sleep. Smoke the 100 joints to the face. Give a fuck what a bitch nigga say. Everything about me. 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 Why?
Music, I will share it, but today I'm feeling bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't. I can feel a new life, I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge, and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it did look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, they can burn a bridge. Even a small light, they can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stage. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it, but today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign what radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling, emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to, this shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful pain, tell me you're watching the chain. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name, I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain, stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes, I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
You ain't heard the cold strike. It's been a long time. Don't you see that long line? And they waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 15th. Threes in the air, I can see you are. Hide your feelings now, what you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's alive. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I say, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Time to wake y'all ass up. We got the Fat Man up in here, y'all. 9 minutes after 6 a.m. It's on a Tuesday morning, y'all. I'm just getting my ass in the house, y'all. I had a blast last night, y'all. We was out hanging out at the Luna Lounge. You know what I'm saying? The Luna Hookah Palace last night. What's going on, everybody?
Got your boys. Come on, we're finna roll out.
Got your boy Fat Man up in here, you know what I'm saying?
Get your freestyles ready.
We doing it like this, y'all. It's 9 minutes after 6 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. What's going on with everybody, y'all? You know what I'm saying? Like I said last night, we had a ball, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man, Eddie Fuse, you know what I'm saying? He was doing it real big last night at the Luna Hookah Palace last night, you know what I'm saying? We was all up in there. I don't know, you can go to my page and see some of the pictures, you know what I'm saying? We are talking about, unsigned hype, you know what I'm saying, and artist unity over here in our community going on, and it went down last night, you know what I'm saying? It was a beautiful thing, you know what I mean? So big shout-out to everybody that showed up last night, that showed up and showed out, you know what I'm saying, and that supported the show last night. If you didn't come out, you missed it. Trust me, trust me. Like I said, y'all, 10 minutes after 6 out here, 6 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, 51 degrees this morning, the high today of 68. It's going to be a little chilly today, you know what I'm saying? So make sure you put your scarf on and you put your jacket on and this, that, and the other if you're out here in Las Vegas and everything, you know what I'm saying, because it's going to be a little chilly today, you know what I'm saying? So we got a little bit of news, local news coming at you and this, that, and the other. We got some international news coming at you and everything. But like I said, last night, you know what I'm saying, we had a good time, you know what I mean? You know, we had people in the building like S5. We had Wisdom Phoenix in the building, you know what I'm saying? Calicio was in the building last night, you know what I'm saying? Of course, myself and Eddie Fuse, you know what I mean? Big shout-out to Sheldon Martin that was out there last night, you know what I'm saying? We was definitely getting it in, you know. I put the pictures up on Facebook, and I was putting them up on Instagram, you know what I'm saying, and everything. It was a beautiful night when artists come together and network and everything, you know what I'm saying, and perform, stayed around and supported each other. That's what we talking about, y'all. We talking about support, supporting one another, you know what I'm saying, in this music thing, you know what I mean? So listen, if you want to holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You got the fat man up in here in the Wake Your Ass Up morning show, y'all. I'm just getting up myself. I ain't even been to bed yet, and I'm up with y'all asses already.
Woo! Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip, lip. Wow. Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss both sets of lip, lip, lip.
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. I hear to your chest, feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea. Sweating all over me. Bring it forward. Don't you run, run. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet. About to get inside your mental, bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, girl, to give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all those spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me. Girl, you're soaking wet.
Like a mind going around and around. make your body wetter than ever. We'll get together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling uptight, get it right, don't fight. Lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like boo, boo, boo,
boo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. About to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luda. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
Girl, I'm catching up. around my neck, girl, I'm catching up. 36 hoes, so round, round with that needle. My diamonds talk for me, they say I cannot meet you. Go. Yeah, 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 yeah.
What's going on? You got your boy Batman up in here.
Hey, hey, hey,
the way you add up on the show. You know what I mean? Make sure you wake your ass up. What's going on, y'all? It's 6:20 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. 51 degrees, y'all. The high of 68 today. You know what I'm saying? And just sitting here, like I said, y'all, it was a wonderful night last night. You know, we just sitting here going through some things and everything like that. And today, in the top news today, they say that is Obamacare turning Obama into a lame duck? Oh, I don't know, y'all. What's going on? Let's see what's going on with this Obamacare still. This is, you know, it's turned into a lame duck. It says, despite the facts of the president's term last 4 years, the truth is that the endless election cycle gives modern presidents very little time to push through their agendas. And according to some, observed President Obama may have already missed his window to tick some very important boxes. Okay, from the immigration overhaul to the budget reform. Okay, so I guess they're saying that they're not giving Obama the time to be able to take care of stuff and everything due to the terms that he served. You know what I'm saying? So y'all need to give this man a chance. You know what I'm saying? And everything. I know this is his last term and everything. You know, they've been saying a lot of it did not believe that Obama was trustworthy. You know what I'm saying? They don't, you know, everybody's been picking on Obama and this, that, and the other. It's like, yo, you know, it takes somebody, you know, a couple of decades to fuck a whole world up. He didn't, you know what I'm saying? Bush didn't fuck up just a city. He fucked up the whole world. You know what I'm saying? When I say he fucked up everything, I mean he fucked up everything, you know what I'm saying? So y'all got to get off Obama's back. You know, the man is trying to do what he can do. You know what I'm saying? And everything, he's trying to make sure that you got this Obamacare and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got to give a man a chance. How can you give a man a chance to prove himself and to do something if you don't sit back and let him do what he need to do? Okay. So y'all just give Obama a chance. He's doing the damn thing. You know, he's trying. He's trying. And everything like that, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, 6:23 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? And getting it in last night. Last night was a beautiful night. I was out and I was out kicking it and everything like that. Now, this is something that I was seeing being advertised on a TMZ and everything, all right? Now, obviously, sometime this week, you know, Justin Bieber makes party guests signed $3 million confidentiality agreement, okay? So obviously Justin Bieber threw away a rave party, and he wanted all the, you know, they said it was hella celebrities there and this and the other, and he wanted to have a confidentiality clause. So if you told anything or said anything, you know what I'm saying, then you were going to automatically pay Justin Bieber $3 million. Dollars, okay? Can you understand it? Now, this is a gag order. When I say gag order, that means you're not allowed to speak about it. You're not allowed to, you know, you couldn't, you know, one of the stipulations on it is that you couldn't tweet, you couldn't Facebook, you couldn't take pictures, you couldn't film, you couldn't be on your cell phone, all of that. If you were doing that in this place, you were going to be fined, or you were going to have to pay Justin Bieber $3 million. Okay, I say Justin Bieber threw a party on Friday, November 15th, and he made all his guests sign a confidentiality agreement in the form of a contract obtained by TMZ. Everyone in attendance agreed not to tweet, text, phone, Facebook, record, write, or any other manner spill the beans on what went on inside, at risk of paying the petite Canadian $3 million. No trial, no argument, just pay up, okay? So if your ass got caught, he ain't want to hear shit, he ain't want to talk to you, you just give his little ass $3 million, you know what I'm saying? So it says, if that does not sound funny enough, TMZ also reported that sheriff deputies, not cops, sheriff deputies, were called three times, and one of Bieber's neighbors said that the authorities smelt marijuana. You got to be kidding. No kidding. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's all crazy stuff. But then the most important part of the story is that it took place at what TMZ calls the Gatsby party, okay? And that's legitimately unclear whether this is some metaphorical way of saying that it was a very big party or that Justin Bieber actually threw a themed gathering inspired by F. Scott Fitzgerald, American classic set in 1920s. All right, you know what I'm saying? Do the damn thing, Justin Bieber, you know what I'm saying? Boy, I can't wait till I get some damn money, and then I can act the fool like that. You know what I'm saying? I want to have a party to where can't nobody say shit, can't nobody come in and do shit, you can't take shit, you don't want shit. That sound like something your mama used to tell you before you went into the grocery store. You don't want shit, you don't see shit, you better not touch shit, you know what I'm saying? You better not say shit or this and the other. or I'm going to whoop your ass. Yo, you got the fat man up in here, 6:26 a.m., you know what I'm saying? What's the temperature? 6:26 a.m. You know, big shout out to all my Scorpios. Happy birthday to all my Scorpios. Whoever got a birthday today, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all get it in. It's 51 degrees out here, the high of 68. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We doing it real big today, you know what I'm saying, on a Tuesday morning. So like I said, you need to wake your ass up and get up. Get yourself ready to work. It's going to be a beautiful day. And remember, ain't nobody bad like you because you make everybody so anxious to be around you.
Yeah. Morning. May I speak to Helen, please?
This is she.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Do you go to the Homeview Baptist Church?
Beg your pardon?
Homeview Baptist Church.
No, I don't.
I'm calling about your sister Lily Mae.
Okay. She goes to St. Paul.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm trying to get a hold of her because I'm having problems out of her and I don't want to do nothing to her.
So, you're having problems out of her.
Yes, yeah, so somebody needs to talk to her.
What kind of problems are you having out of her?
Well, she's messing with my husband, Thaddeus.
Well, are you sure you're talking about the same... Are you sure you're talking about my sister?
Is this Lollipop?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm talking about Lily Mae.
Well, I'm
not trying to put you in our business... But Thaddeus has a prosthetic leg and left it over there.
Wait a minute. We got to be talking about two different people.
This is Lollipop, ain't it?
Yes, it is,
this is not funny.
Well, it's
see, me and Thaddeus had broke up for...
prosthetic leg. Well, she has heart problems. Now, they're in a pickle, aren't they?
See, if he
left his leg with her bad heart, they are in a pickle. And you don't need him anyway.
Well, I don't know what kind of pickle they're in, but I don't know how he got out of there and that leg is in the house, and we paid more than $8,000 for that leg, and he needs it.
Well, you know,
because we don't, I'm not going to buy.
You paid that $8,000 for his leg. Maybe you should have taken that $8,000 and got her a new heart.
Well, maybe we ought to send him to the Wizard of Oz and get her a heart and him some courage. This is not funny, because I'm upset. And me and
well,
him got back together. I'm not finna...
tell you what.
Do you know how much wheelchairs cost? I'm not finna buy one.
I don't blame you.
If she just give him the leg back, I'll be satisfied. I won't bother nobody.
You know something? I'm not going to let you upset me because today is my birthday. And I'll tell you what. Let's just pray over this.
Let me lead the prayer.
Go on and lead it.
Dear Lord... Dear Lord, pray for Lollipop this morning. Bless Helen Jesus. Lord, bless her this morning. Pray for her sister Lily Mae. She ain't no good. She ain't no good. Pray for Lollipop. She's sitting on the phone giggling and sniggling and don't take you serious, God. She going to hell with gasoline draws on. Save her right now. Save her right now. Lord, return Thaddeus' prosthetic leg as he left it over the house. It was on the front porch. It's in the house. You won't give it back to him because you know you made that leg out of wood. And it's good because you made it. And out of wood and it's good. Out of wood is good because you made it, God. Lord, I know you ain't going to give us a wheelchair where you done already blessed us with a leg and give her a heart, a good heart, where she at least put his leg out there on the front porch where we can come by and pick it up.
Whoever you are, look, now, enough is enough.
And by the way, happy birthday. How are you today?
Beg your pardon?
Happy birthday to you. How old are you today?
Thank you.
I am 83 years old, day four yesterday.
Well, if you're 83, I can imagine how old Thaddeus is.
Well, can you call her and see if she'll give him his leg back, please, or we can go to church Sunday because we have it homecoming?
Okay, I hear Will.
Because he likes to get up and run. But he can't do that if her leg, the leg is in her house.
Well, I'll try to figure this out.
Yeah,
and,
do Thaddeus be coming around now?
No, I don't know Thaddeus. I really don't know Thaddeus.
Well, just do me a tell her if she could just send us about $4,000. That's half the money for the leg. We just weren't worried about it. He can stay his ass in a wheelchair for all I care.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll talk to her about that, okay?
Hey, this is Ricky Smiley.
Good morning.
Man, you just don't know. That's my auntie and everything, you know what I'm saying? Lord have mercy. 6:36 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Y'all, what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up. Morning show. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I can't talk about it enough, y'all. Of course, y'all know coming up this week, you know what I'm saying, coming up November 20th, we got the Latin Grammys going down out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? At the Crimza Lounge, 4850 West Flamingo Road. You know what I'm saying? It is going down, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It is the This Is How That's How We Ball single listening party for my man Yaya. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the Skull family. They doing it real big. It's going to be hosted by yours truly. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be up in there getting it in this Wednesday, November 20th and everything. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Today I'm kind of running kind of slow because my computer is running a little fucked up, so if y'all hear some shit and some glitches and things like that, just kind of roll with me and everything, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to work this out as we go along, but in national news this morning, George Zimmerman's is back in jail, where the fuck he's supposed to be, all right? You know what I'm saying? Obviously, Zimmerman aimed a shotgun at his girlfriend, you know what I'm saying? So now he got a girlfriend. I thought him and his wife was getting a divorce and all of that shit, so now this crazy motherfucker got a girlfriend, and this looks like a crazy motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? They shouldn't have never let him out of jail from when he shot Trayvon Martin, you know what I'm saying? And everybody tried to make it seem like he was the victim and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So this is where his ass belongs, back in jail, and that's where he is. He is in back in jail. And the Seminole County Sheriff's Office, says Zimmerman, will be booked into the John E. Polk Correctional Facility. I think he was yesterday. They put his ass in jail yesterday. It says George Zimmerman is in police custody once again. He was arrested today on domestic violence charges. Okay. It is not clear what happened. Although a disturbance occurred at the residence in Apopka, A-P-O-P-K-A, Apopka, about 24 miles from Sanford, where Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin, okay? It's also where the Seminole County Jail is located. Zimmerman will be locked up there shortly, the Orlando Sentinel reports. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what that's what it gets, you know, y'all gotta, you know, this is crazy. This is crazy. You know, like I said, we still have another incident that's going on in Detroit about a they're calling it the Trayvon Martin case too. You know, about a young lady who got shot by a resident with a shotgun. You know what I'm saying? Because she was seeking help. He is currently in jail facing second degree murder charges right now. So we need to get justice for these people. You know what I'm saying? You just can't keep killing off people and things, and now it's getting to be like it's the end thing. You can kill somebody and get away with it, and that's not cool. You got the Fat Man up in here, 6:40 a.m., you know what I'm saying, and it's 54 degrees out here, you know what I'm saying? It's getting a little cold, y'all. It's getting cold. It's getting cold out here and everything, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all bundle up. And bundle up. Like I said, I'm sitting here with my morning cocoa. Big shout out to everybody that's up this morning listening to your boy, the Fat Man. You know what I mean? Y'all make sure if y'all want to talk to me, give me some shout outs, show me some love. You can hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Y'all hit me up, y'all, and everything. This is the homie. You know, the rich homie Quan and everything. I'm feeling some type of way right now.
Think it's a game.
You got the fat man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show, y'all. Let's go. Let's get up and get that blood. Get your blood flowing. Let's get that cardio going, all right? Let's go. Come on.
My nigga been hustling, trying to make him something. Ain't no telling what he'll do for the paper.
Ain't no telling.
Two plates, I'm straight. I stay my plate. Shot day, I'm a smooth operator.
I drop off my wheel, baby.
That car I'm driving make you feel some type of way. Okay, now let me be real, I know you feel some type of way.
I know you do.
When I get to bite, know her ill, she make that Tyson face.
Don't look like that.
I drop down to my knees, thankful for life today.
Thank you, Lord.
No nap, this long sleep, hibernate.
Let go, let go.
I can tell if he's 12.
Yeah.
Cookie got me high today.
I smoke good.
I probably make
wait.
More money in 6 months than what's in your papa say. Look like I robbed the bank.
Hey,
I said it all like 20 people cause I'm living single. I'm feeling cautious, I ain't scream when they serve up a penal. I heard he a leader. Come follow my tribe today. I fucked him, now he heated. He feels some type of way.
New Rising Star.
Uh-huh.
And we having our annual mission day. And we want to see we trying to get the program together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was recommended to you by a young lady. She gave me a number. And we need
the name Keisha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just need somebody to come over and do the meditation.
Okay. That'll be fine. I can handle that.
Well, can you sing?
Pardon?
We need you to do a couple of scriptures, and we need you to sing.
Yeah, I can do that.
Me, I just want you to do, you'll be going up right after devotion.
Oh, yeah, after devotion.
Oh, you know, pass me not.
Oh, yeah, pass me not.
Let's sing it with me. We, pass me not, oh, gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While a verse is thou are calling, do not pass me by. Do not pass me by, Savior. Savior, oh, Savior, hear my humble cry. Hear my
humble cry.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I feel his spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. You feel that spirit.
While on the dark. Yes, Lord, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Do not pass me by, oh Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, oh, pass me not.
You got the fat man up in here.
All right, baby.
Oh,
have a blessed day.
I swear, my auntie. What's going on, everybody? You got the fat man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show, 6:47 a.m. Man, oh, man, oh, man. My auntie comes up with the craziest shit, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to everybody that's rolling with me this morning and everything. Like I said, we was getting it in last night. Your boy Fat Man did a unexpected performance last night down at the Hookah Palace, you know what I'm saying, at the Hookah Lounge, the Luna Hookah Lounge right here on Las Vegas Boulevard, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to my man Eddie Fuse. We're just not getting in here. I really ain't got no sleep or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm on fumes right now. That's why I'm telling you to wake your ass up, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy up in here, 6:48 a.m., coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. I just got some hot celebrity gossip that just came across my damn computer. Y'all know my computer is hooked up to everything. It's just running slow this motherfucking morning. It made me want to throw it out the damn window and everything like that there, but that's a whole totally that's a whole. Hey, do you ever wake up and shit and go to use your computer and your computer acting like it's tired? Ain't that by the bitch? You know what I'm saying? You start up your computer, it want to load slow and all of that. Like, oh, damn, here we go with this shit again, and this, that, and the other. No, you don't want to bang on your fucking computer and shit like that. Like, get your shit right, but damn, come on now. I got a fucking morning show to do, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I got some hot celebrity gossip right now. It says Ja Rule and 50 Cent ended up on the same flight in the same row, okay? This is crazy. It says the memorable beef between Ja Rule and 50 Cent was far from a storied hip-hop battle based on skills and competition. It was real, violent, and potentially murderous. Murder. Ain't that about it? This is murder. But years later, by chance, the two queen natives, that's kind of fucked up, they call them queens. Anyway, the two queens natives would meet face-to-face in the most unlikely scenario ever on an airplane. Get these snakes off of this damn airplane. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if my man Samuel Jackson was on that damn plane. It says, we learned of the incident via a tweet from Rule saying, what are the chances me and 50 on the same flight, same row? No problem. Grown man shit. You know what I'm saying? Of course, both rappers have expressed that they no longer have issues, but that remained to be seen prior to this unexpected rendezvous. The Murder Inc. affiliated later tweeted, for all those who want nothing more than for two black successful men to kill each other, kill yourself, nigga. Off that, you know what I'm saying? Okay, then. This is a case of age and maturity allowing cooler heads to prevail. That's how it should be. Yes, you're right. Musically, fans are still awaiting 50 Cent's Street King Immortal album. And Ja Rule, on another hand, was released from prison 6 months ago. Be on the lookout for more new material from him later, in the latter soon. Okay, so Ja Rule was, look, I don't know what's going on with all these celebrities. Ja Rule is getting locked up. I guess he was in there like, holla, holla, heavy man, holla, holla. You know why they was bending over, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And 50 just don't give a damn. I'm going to keep it 600. You know what I'm saying? You got Mike P out here that's all up in 50's ass and everything like that. Anything 50 do, Mike P is smelling it. It's like Mike P is up 50's ass with a microscope like, damn, player, what did you have last night? Did you eat fudge last night, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Look here, a lot of these celebrities don't give a fuck about who's working with them and who they got to step on to get to the next level and everything like that. Yeah, Mike P said he was going to be on my radio show and all of that and this, that, and the other, but I know Mike P from back in the day, Mike P and Smooth C, when they was running around like the dynamic duo and all that shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? A lot of these celebrities really don't give a fuck how we feel about them, what we think about them, you know what I'm saying? They really don't give a fuck if we're their fans or not. Sometimes you got to take that same attitude being in this music industry, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is this, I could give a fuck about 50 and Ja Rule, to put it to you like that, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Shit, they both should suck a slow dick. A slow, long dick, if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? It's 6:52 a.m. up in, I know y'all like, damn, Fat Man. Yeah, they shit, man. This is crazy, man. Everybody walking around with their chest all stuck out, and this, that, and the other. And then you got your cronies and your proteges, and, you know, these dick riders, what I'm talking about, you know, these jock riders and these nuts and these dick riders out here, you know what I'm saying? Like a nigga like that, you know what I mean, that's doing shit and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And not even trying to reach back and look for his fellow people or help his fellow man out or reach back and help another brother because you the so-called made it. I'm tired of brothers always making it and making it big and this, that, and the other, and you want to forget where the fuck you come from and everything. And some of these niggas out here in Las Vegas ain't even made it nowhere. They still staying with their mama. They still staying on the north end, and they still trying to sell them fucking CDs that's sitting up in their house. You know what I'm saying? But you want to make it seem like to me like you doing it so big and you know so many motherfuckers and all of that shit. Let's get one thing straight. For everybody that don't know, I am not from Las Vegas, Nevada. I wasn't born and raised in this motherfucker or nothing like that. I'm like back in the day, back in segregation days, I got bust into this bitch. You know what I'm saying? I got bust in and everything like that. And it just seems like a nigga from the D or niggas from the D or wherever else rep harder in Las Vegas than our own Las Vegas natives. Y'all need to step your game up and be more proud of where the fuck you at than trying to always put down where the fuck you at because you can't get put on. I come out here and do my shit all the time out here in Las Vegas and get put on. It's all in the way you present yourself. It's all in the way you talk to people. It's all in the way that you do business. It's all on your hunger. It's about determination. It's not about riding some niggas nuts, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, he didn't made it big or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Get your own lane. Stay and drive in your own motherfucking lane and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm going to quit. Check this out. In other gossip news, all right, an Orchard Lake man erects giant sculpture to flip off his ex-wife, okay? This man is sculptured him giving his wife the bird and shit, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know. This is crazy. This is one way to piss off your ex-wife. And then in other news, we got Mr. Money Mayweather up in this motherfucker and this and the other, you know what I'm saying. They're saying that Floyd is denying domestic violence, okay? I don't know how you deny domestic violence and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? It says Floyd Mayweather denies domestic abuse claims, all right? It says Floyd Mayweather is finally speaking out against abuse allegations. The boxing champ took time to clear his name in a recent interview with Sister to Sister magazine. Okay, I just want to say, I do not, what to say, what I do for a living, I'm in a contract sport. I'm in a contact sport. I'm sorry, y'all. My eyes and this and the other. I'm in a contact sport, right? And if they say someone had bodily harm, had done bodily harm to them, since I'm already a fighter, before even giving me a chance, they're going to say he's guilty, he said, okay? Well, no, Floyd, they would probably say you guilty if old girl got a black eye, you know what I'm saying, or her got a swollen lip. You know, you ladies need to be careful when you're dealing with a motherfucker that's just going to sit next to you and just bust you in your motherfucking eye for no fucking reason and shit while you're sitting there, you know what I'm saying? That's tendencies that he might be crazy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they had already talked about Floyd already whooping people's ass and this and the other anyway, so y'all better leave Floyd Mayweather alone, ladies, you know what I'm saying? And y'all up in there stealing the man's shit out of his house and everything. Man, it's crazy. 6:57 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. We getting it in this morning. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up morning show coming to you live and direct. You know what I mean? If you want to talk to me or if you got something to say, you know, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. 50 degrees out here right now, y'all, with the high of 66. It's going to be a little chilly today, you know what I'm saying? So y'all better make sure, you better take a sweater, you know, you know what I'm saying? You better take a sweater. Your mom ever dressed you in a sweater and you didn't need one and shit like that there, but she always dressed you in that sweater and stick that fucking Vaseline up your nose so your nose won't get stopped up. Well, shit is going to get stopped up. You sticking this Vaseline up my fucking nose. Big shout out to everybody that's rocking with me right now. We're going to come back with the roll call and everything like that and see who is definitely in the building. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live from Las Vegas. It's the Wake Your Ass Up morning show, so wake your ass up.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? I can easily feel myself slipping into more and more ways. That super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby. Morning dew on a brand new
see so many ways that I can love you till the day I die. You're my reality, yet I'm lost in a dream. You're the first, the last, my everything.
May I speak to Miss Franklin, please?
Miss who?
Franklin.
Oh, you have the wrong number.
Is this, may I speak to Jamar's mother, please?
Who?
Jamar.
Hold on.
Hello.
May I speak to Miss Harper?
This is
her. Hey, sugar.
Hi.
Is this Jamar's mother or grandmother?
Wait a minute, I can't hold it. This is Jamar's mother.
How you doing, sugar?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Jamar, that's your baby, right?
Right.
I think he got my grandbaby pregnant. And I don't know how he did it because she in a wheelchair.
What?
Yes, he did, baby.
She in a wheelchair?
Uh-huh.
I didn't think they had been popping. I hadn't heard from Jamaica in a while.
Yeah, she in a wheelchair, baby. And I don't know. And she got one of the electric kind, and I don't know, and he told me that she came on to him, and I don't see how she came on to him, and she was in a wheelchair, and see, she was in a car accident,
uh-huh.
And see, because her left side messed up, but she all right now.
Uh-huh. And she is pregnant?
In a wheelchair, and she ain't got no legs. Now, what made him
she ain't got no what?
Legs, baby.
She ain't got no legs.
Uh-huh. Now, what made him attracted to her?
Uh-uh.
That just, you know, and we need some money. Yeah, and I heard that you got good money.
Oh, you heard that?
Uh-huh, that's what, you know he be bragging on you.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh, about 10.
He must have been just trying to build her up. We trying to get Social Security.
I understand what you mean. But anyway, who gonna take care of this baby because, see, we need a stroller, something that's going to latch on to her wheelchair where she can take her...
You said Janika is in a wheelchair and she don't have no legs.
Not Janika. This, I know about Janika. This somebody else, baby. This is my baby, my grand... Precious.
This is who?
Precious and Precious.
I don't know Precious.
Well, you don't know, but I know Jamar, ain't he 19?
Yes.
Yeah, don't he be coming around now?
Who be coming around
now? Jamar.
Does Jamar come around here?
Yeah, I mean, he be coming around my house.
Oh, I don't know if he do. He must be walking because he ain't got no car.
But Precious ain't been down there. He ain't about Precious around now.
Ma'am?
He ain't about Precious around now.
Precious? No, I have never even heard that name before.
I named her Precious like the name of Jesus. But, yeah, she in a wheelchair, and I was trying to get this thing that costs it costs a lot of money, but it latches on the stroller to the wheelchair where the baby and her can go places. Cause the unless you're going to get a seatbelt for the wheelchair and the baby. Yes. Let me pray for this whole situation. Lord, bless Lily Hopper as a son, Jamal, and got Precious pregnant, and Precious in a wheelchair and ain't got no legs, and I don't see how he threw her legs up in the air, and she ain't got none anyway. Forgive this family, Lord, and let's help this situation. These and other many blessings we ask in your name, meet us in the dying hour. Amen. Amen. We gonna work this out, baby.
I sure hope so. She said Jamal got her pregnant.
Uh-huh. She ain't got no legs. She got two stumps, like two tree stumps. Now, I don't know how he...
You ain't
looking at her legs. Not now.
And we got... I hadn't heard from Janiqua in a long time. He told me they weren't even talking. This has been last year or something.
Yeah, baby. She all torso. She all torso, baby. We bought like them koofy hats that the mother be wearing and put them on her torsos. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I'm so upset. Oh, Lord Jesus.
And what make you think it's Jamal?
She said it was. Uh-huh. Y'all got some money around? Y'all got some money around now?
No, ma'am. We ain't got no money. We trying to get some.
What y'all got in y'all refrigerator for the baby?
What baby?
Get the hell off the
phone. What y'all got in the refrigerator for the baby?
Don't he drive a Honda?
No, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got the wrong.
You got no something in your
You got the fat man up in here, y'all. What's going on? I'm trying to stop my auntie from getting on the damn phone and making these damn phone calls and everything like that. Man, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy, you know what I'm saying? If y'all can hear me out there, make sure y'all hit me up. If y'all can hear me out there loud and clear because I'm having a little technical difficulty, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up on Facebook and say, hell yeah, Fat Man, I can hear you. Big shout out to my man, Mr. Fresh B.S. out there at the job, you know what I'm saying, out there working at UMC, you know what I'm saying, you know, big shout out to the wife, Danielle Black Beauty Edwards, you know what I'm saying, that comes from Mr. Fresh BFC, you know what I'm saying, so big shout out to my dude, now, I'm just going to call him Big E, you know what I'm saying, because he makes sure I get taken care of when I come up there to the doctor and everything like that there, you know what I'm saying, so I hope everybody can hear me. I hope everybody can hear me real good. I know my man D. Jones is out there doing the damn thing with the wake and bake and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just let me know if y'all can hear me, you know what I'm saying, because I'm getting ready to do this roll call. In other news, you know, Mary J. Blige shows off her abs for Shape Magazine, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, she do got some abs on her, you know what I mean? So, you know, thanks. Big shout out to my man, D. Jones. He said, yeah. He said, yeah, fat man, I can hear your fat ass loud and clear. I can hear your fat ass all the way. He said, I hear your fat ass all the way out here in Denver, Colorado. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my man, D. Jones. You know what I'm saying? He quarterbacking this event we got going on November 20th out here. You know what I'm saying? The Latin Grammys. You know what I'm saying? For my man, Yaya, out here for his new single. You know, so y'all make sure y'all hit D. Jones up because he does hellified graphics, you know what I'm saying, on, you know, in case y'all been looking, you know, all the little CD covers and stuff y'all been seeing me with, you know, my man D. Jones have been doing that. So big shout out to him. In other entertainment news, Kanye West crazy ass shooting off his mouth again. Kanye says he's going to tell President Obama to keep him and Kim's name out of his mouth, okay? See, this is the reason why the president is doing dumb, crazy shit, because we got an ignorant motherfucker like Kanye West that's constantly running off at the fucking mouth. He needs to shut the fuck up. Ever since his mama died, he act like he ain't got no damn sense, not none, whatso-fucking-ever, and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Then they got another picture, and it says photo. It says date night. You know what I'm saying? Him and Kim at Wendy's, you know what I'm saying? He's eating whatever the fuck and this, that, and the other. Who really gives a fuck about what Kanye West is talking about? I really don't, because it's gibberish. Now, if you want to look here, back in the day, they used to call certain things they used to call certain things that people would do or black people would do. They would call it buffoonery, okay? They would call it shucking and jiving and things like that. That is the biggest buffoon that I've ever seen is Kanye West. He doesn't think before he speaks. I give it to him. I give him this much. He stays controversial so people can talk about him. So he's constantly on everyone's lips, on everyone's mind, everything. So this is why he makes these crazy statements and all of this and this and the other. But that's just 2014 way of being a buffoon. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, that's like being a yes man and everything. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they say, you're going to say yes or whatever, or, you know, I'm going to go up there and tell Master at the big house. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, we need to step our game up, y'all. You know what I'm saying? In other news, it says Nick Cannon imposter steals thousands of dollars. Okay? Now, how could Nick Cannon get an imposter to steal thousands of dollars? This is Nick Cannon imposter steals thousands of dollars. Nick Cannon's life has some problems. It is someone pretending to be a part of Nick's camp and stole thousands of dollars worth of jewelry from Fred Siegel. All right, so man, that's like y'all gotta watch out. Who y'all got and everything, you know, who y'all got running in y'all camp. Everybody ain't real that's in your camp. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful. You have to be, you have to weed people out. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, like in back in the day, they say you gotta take a person's temperature. You know what I'm saying? You gotta see what they about, see how they percolate, and see how they bubbleate. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Yeah, I remember back in the day, and everything. You know, when your mama used to take a little baby's temperature, she used to stick the thermometer up the baby's ass and this and that. I don't know why. I think that was very uncomfortable, and I'm still upset with my mama for sticking a thermometer up my ass when I was a little kid just to get my fucking temperature. You could have stuck it up under my arm. But anyway. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We gonna keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Theodore Wafer is being charged with second-degree murder in the killing of Rashida McBride. He posted $250,000 bail. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Look here, that's getting to where it's like no justice, no peace. You know what I'm saying? People killing off black folks and this, that, and the other like they going deer hunting. You know what I'm saying? They want to go, my gun went off by accident, or he jumped on me and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? People get a motherfucking life. You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody wants to call everybody. The first thing white person want to call a black person or a black man or a black woman is a nigga. You know what I'm saying? They want to call us a nigga and everything like that. And actually, a nigga stands for ignorance. You know what I'm saying? And if a person can stand there and call you out of your name, that's being ignorant from Jump Street. You know what I mean? Big shout out to my girl Shorty B out there in Albany, New York. You know, she called me yesterday and she told me somebody had spoke to her very disrespectful and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? You got to watch the way you speak to these ladies and everything, fellas, because ladies take things to the heart. Ladies will store shit in the back of their mind. Ladies will store shit in the back of their mind and bring that shit up 6 years later when she figure you not remembering her. She figure, yeah, this nigga was just talking out the side of his neck and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, you have to sometimes, you can't pay attention to what we men say all the time, especially if you're dealing with a man that's jealous of a woman. I've never been with a woman that I was jealous of or anything like that. You know what I'm saying, fellas? So, fellas, shit, this is going into 2014. Stop being so bitch-made. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Step your game up, y'all. Quit tripping, y'all, all right? 7:15 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You got the Fat Man Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. If you want to hit me up, 347-884-8810. I got to find out what's going on with my blog talk, because it's like, y'all don't like to listen to my archive shows or nothing like that. As much campaigning and everything that I do and everything, Don't nobody like to listen to my shows. Don't nobody like to archive my shows. Don't nobody like to go back and listen to them later. But it's all good, though. It's all good. Fat Man still got love for you and everything. Like I said, if you want to hit me up and holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? And this goes out to the lady that used to be this goes out to all the ladies that's sitting back and all the men that's sitting back and the lady that go, damn, that used to be my man. And then the man sit back and go, damn, that used to be my girl. You got the Fat Man up in here, y'all. We're going to do it like this with the OJs. Go back, you know what I'm saying? Some old school. Wake your ass up on the show with the Fat Man, y'all. This is how we going to do it, y'all. Make sure you have a good damn day. Everybody gets the time. You get your boy Fat Man up in here, 7:20 a.m. You know what I'm saying? 54 degrees. The high is going to be 68 today. We got a caller on the line, 415-2534. What's going on? You got the Fat Man up in here. Who is this? Hello, you got the fat man up in here. Who is this? Hello? Okay, obviously they not hear me and they just want to ride and listen to the show. It's all good, you know. It's all good. Everybody want to, you know, listen to the show, press the one button and everything like that. So it's all good. It's all good. Big shout out to everybody that's rolling with me right now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that's you know, all of my wake up heads, you know what I'm saying, and everything this morning. We got Latice Jackson in the building. She waking up. My man D. Jones out there in Denver, Colorado. He's up. He said he's up on the wake and bake. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out. Big shout out to him. We got my girl Shorty B, you know what I'm saying? Shorty by nature. You know what I mean? And everything. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's on the roll call. Of course, we got my man DJ Trevor Fate out there in London, England. Cup of tea, love, and crumpets. You know what I'm saying? London, England. Big shout out to them. Then we got my girl, Lakeisha Fancy Girl Furlough. You know what I'm saying? Fancy Girl Furlough out there. She doing it real big. That's probably her listening on the line and ain't even saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? Then we got my girl, Big May Cruz out there. What's going on? We got Cali Diva Size in the building. You know what I'm saying? Tessa Big Luscious is in the building. Sharice Jackson, Althea Nelson, Michelle Warren, my man Kenny Black, and of course my dude Bo Mania out there in the ATL is definitely all in the building. What's going on, y'all? You got your boy up in here another day. Like I said, y'all, last night was a beautiful night, you know what I'm saying? I went out to support my man Eddie Fuse, you know what I'm saying? We on this 313 thing. Everybody from the East Coast, Detroit, 313 out here. We trying to come together, you know what I'm saying, and bring unity amongst these artists. And last night was the first night. We doing this every Monday night, you know what I'm saying, at the Hookah Palace, the Luna Hookah Palace Lounge over on 3750 Las Vegas Boulevard, you know what I'm saying, in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I mean? We're going to be letting artists get up there and showcase and do their good and do their good music. One thing that people got to realize is that we need you to bring your A game. We're not talking about doing no hood shit. We're not talking about doing all no street shit and this, that, and the other. We need your radio edits. We need you to get up there and perform professionally, not just no street-ass performance and everything like that, you know what I'm saying, and stuff. So, you know, everybody need to hit up my boy Eddie Fuse, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook and everything, SoundCloud. Y'all hit him up. Tell him Fat Man sent you and you want to get on the lineup for Monday nights, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean? So, yeah, hey, I'm telling y'all, you know, it was a beautiful thing. We got, we were streaming the event, and when it was all said and done, we had over 10,000 views on our Ustream event last night, Ustreaming this showcase last night. So big shout out to everybody out there in Orange County, California, because they definitely showed up and showed out and showed us a lot of love. 10,000 hits, you know what I'm saying? We had a lovely turnout. It was probably maybe, you know what I'm saying, big shout out to D. Jones. He said he just got his meds. Now it's on, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so big shout out to everybody that turned out last night. You know, we had a good turnout. You know, we had about 100 people come into the place, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And it was a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? All the artists stayed, and they stayed, and they supported one another. They supported one another during their performances and everything like that. You couldn't ask for nothing better. Well, maybe you could. Maybe, I know I could ask for something better, but she got to be in long heels and red bottoms, y'all.
Long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom. Step, 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 step in your step, 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 step in your long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom, long hill, red bottom. Step, 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 step.
I want them.
Now they tryna smell from a perfume. If it was not me, then whom? I'm talking about coulda came out tonight wearing J's, skin tight jeans. Woulda worked, but hey, thought it was time for a change. I'm guilty, what can I say? Kinda like M-I-N, what's good? Hating on me, then what's good? I said it, I'm a problem, I get it, but Diamond Princess ain't with it. I'm about my dough, get my cash. Yeah, I'm what everybody staring at, they see me in
Long Hill, red bottoms, Long Hill.
Congress has chosen to
retroactively extend expired tax provisions called tax extenders. All right? So you mean you can get tax breaks extended? Ain't this about a bitch? How come don't nobody black know about this shit or this, that, and the other? How come we don't get, you know what I'm saying? This is why I say, people, we got to be up on our history and everything and on our news and stuff like that, because, you know, people getting tax breaks and this, that, and the other, and we didn't know that we could get an extension on our tax breaks. It's called tax extenders. But so far there doesn't seem to be a move afoot by lawmakers to do so, okay? Other tax provisions facing expiration at the end of the year include credit for 2 or 3 wheeled plug-in electric vehicles. You're going to lose that tax break. Credit for health insurance costs of eligible individuals. You're going to lose that. Employer wages credit for activated military reservists. You know what I'm saying? You're going to lose that. Discharge of indebtedness and principal residence, including from gross income of individuals. I don't know what the fuck that means, but we losing that shit. Maybe we need to lose that shit. Hell, I couldn't even pronounce it. Energy inefficient commercial buildings deductions, special expenses rules for certain film and television productions. What? Wait a minute. For certain film and television productions, there is a tax break that you can get for filming. So you mean we out here filming all these street-ass videos and this, that, and the other, and it's a tax write-off? Are you kidding me? This is what I'm talking about, people. Learning what the fuck is going on. Damn, I didn't know. If that was the case, the video we shot, shit, we should have made up a receipt and wrote the shit off. It says tax-free distributors from individual retirement plans and charitable purposes, okay? The total of tax provisions are listed by the Joint Committee of Taxation expiring on December 31st, all right? So y'all look out, because like they say, they, you know, they taking shit away and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? They're taking away tax breaks and everything, you know what I mean? So y'all make sure that you get somebody to do your taxes right. Don't be letting Pookie and all them do your taxes and shit and this, that, and the other, and got your shit all fucked up, and then now you want to get mad at Pookie because Pookie fucked up your taxes and everything. Make sure you get your taxes done right, all right? You know what I'm saying? If you get your taxes done right, you know what I mean, then you can look for that big payback. Big shout out to my girl, Miss Deborah. I got it going on Davis Payton, you know what I'm saying? My girl, Big Deborah, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I mean? She said one time she was Little Debbie. Now she done growed up to be Big Deborah. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to my girl, Deborah. We got Young Vegas in the building. My girl Tiffany Monique is in the building. P. Dot Freeze is in the house. My nephew Harry Kirk is in the house. You know what I'm saying? And my man Lamont Metcalf, he said there's something going on with his computer. He's just crazy. It is at the other. He said, man, I'm trying to pick you up, my nigga, but I can't pick you up. You know what I'm saying? Because there's something going wrong with my computer. Have you ever said somebody call and talk to you like that? Ladies, have you ever had a joker call and talk to you like that? Me like, look here, girl, check this out. You know, you need to come on over here and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? I got some things for you and all that. You know what I mean? And everything. You know? You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. I love you too, Big Deborah. You know what I'm saying? I told you she was Little Debbie. Her name used to be Little Debbie, but you know what I'm saying? She got lost in the Krispy Kreme factory and now it became Big Deborah. So big shout out to Big Deborah. You know what I mean? But like I said, y'all, if you do your taxes right and you do what you're supposed to and you look for all your tax breaks, don't let little Pookie do your taxes because he getting all A's in school and all A's in math and shit like that. Don't let him do your taxes and everything. And sometimes don't even let your mama do your taxes because your mama be too busy trying to look at what the fuck you're getting back and this, that, and the other. She be wiping her mouth talking about, oh, you getting back such and such and such and such, so how much and this and the other. And don't be getting somebody to do your taxes and you're using someone else's child. Okay. Y'all know how we do. I know it's a bunch of y'all calling around talking about, did you have your baby yet? Did you have your baby yet? Can I use him on my taxes? Can I use her on my taxes? Can I use little Nook Nook and everything and claim him on my taxes? I'll break you off a little something, something, you know what I'm saying? That's all right, though, but if you do your taxes right, you'll get the big payback, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We getting ready to do it like this, y'all, for all my James Brown heads.
Hey!
You know what I'm saying? If you do your taxes right, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get this. Yeah, yeah. You got your boy Fat Man up in here to wake your ass up morning show. Let's go. We about to roll with my man James Brown. A blast from the past, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Wake your ass up and get your ass ready for work. You got the Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. Y'all done went out and y'all done bought a brand new Escalade and a 75-inch widescreen TV and this, that. Baby ain't even 2 months old yet. The baby already got a brand new car in her name, an electric bill, a phone bill, all that in the baby's name and this, that, and the other. Got bill collectors calling, asking for little shoe-shoe and this, that, and the other, little shoe-shoe and little pork chop. And all of that. And little Poke Shop can't even answer the phone. Little Poke Shop only 6 months old. And who is this? This is the mother of little Poke Shop. And yeah, little Poke Shop behind in on his payments. And, okay. Well, I'll make sure little Poke Shop takes care of it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you want to say, I wish you didn't trust me so much.
I want to dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight.
I'm in.
my back. He knows he can fluff me with his light, but each time he leaves me alone, leaves me alone. Can he be so blind? We both got the same good taste, but he should know when he's gone, gone on his business trip. I can't help watching this woman without losing my grip. I wish he didn't trust me so much. I think he really trusts me too much. The way she makes me feel, Lord, I'm scared, so scared of what I do. If she starts to feel in the same way too, yeah. Ooh, we got a problem, baby. Listen to me. It's not that she leads me on, getting there all by myself, but just being with her all alone, I can't help but hoping that it never comes home. But she didn't trust me so much. I think he really trusts me too much.
I didn't have people say that. It, man, I wish he didn't trust me so much. Yeah, that's why that nigga is looking with you, looking for you with a 357. You keep your ass out of his house. Keep your ass off him around his woman. Then you won't have to be singing shit like, I wish he didn't trust me so much. Yeah, because he's going to bury your ass with all that trust and everything. What's going on, everybody? 745 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We getting ready to get in here. Wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my girl out there in Oakland, California. She say that it's raining out here. You know what I'm saying? She's like, yo, and they have lived in the last 6 months. You know what I'm saying? So she say it's raining out there in Oakland, California. You know what I'm saying? And everything. She say it's cuddle time. No, it ain't cuddle time. That's fucking weather and shit like that. I ain't even gonna lie to you. That's fucking weather right there, baby. It ain't no cuddle time with that shit. That's fucking time and everything. Listen, real quick, I just came across something that lets you know that there are. Hold on, wait a minute. They didn't fuck around and didn't move my shit and everything like that and everything. You know. Hold on. Now they're talking about all of the George Steinie black 19 executed in 1944. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of stuff going on here and everything. It was something that I was wanting to tell you guys about as far as black men being on death row. There's a lot of matter of fact, there are 10 people sentenced to life in jail for nonviolent crimes. There are a lot of people that are in jail that are locked up for crimes that they didn't commit. You got to understand, way back in the day, there wasn't a thing called DNA. Yeah, Medea calls it Dana. It's not Dana. It's DNA. You couldn't take a person's DNA to make sure that was that person in that rape case. And so forth and so on. So we got a lot of black men sitting on death row unjustly. You know what I'm saying? And we need to make and be aware of that and stuff like that. These are things that are going on in our community that we need to be abreast of and everything. And it really needs to stop. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, there's several. Men, here we got we're getting a lot of black men that's being wrongfully targeted and everything, wrongfully arrested, coming out of places and businesses and things like that. Y'all, when is this going to stop? We are still dealing. One of the stories that I got is people are doing racist tweets. You know what I'm saying? Racism on Twitter. You mean y'all banging on? That's like, damn, you banging on bacon and this that, and the other. Y'all banging on Twitter? How tough can somebody be on Twitter, on Facebook, on Tag, on Fling, whatever the case may be? How can somebody be so tough? You know what I'm saying? This is why we got these shows called To Catch a Predator and all of this, because we do have people that don't take this shit seriously. You got to watch who the fuck you meet on the internet. You got to watch who the fuck you meet doing all of this shit and everything on your computer. Stop sending out your address, ladies. Stop giving these African motherfuckers your address and all of that shit and everything like that. Some Africans, they mean well. Some don't. Some of them are trying to get over here to America, and they don't have your best at interest. They want to shower you with gifts, things like that. I want to put $8,000 in your account. Yeah, but that means somebody going to come up short. You know what I'm saying? And usually the person that come up short is going to be your ass. You know what I'm saying? So please, 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 ladies, watch who you deal with on Facebook. Watch who you deal with online, period. Stop sending out your address. Stop giving up your phone number. Stop sending all these fucking these nudie booty pictures and this, that, and the other and everything like that. Look here, it's some desperate ass men out here, just like it's some desperate ass women out here. You know what I'm saying? And it's getting to where right now people will do anything, and I literally mean anything. You know what I'm saying? To try and get over here or get over on you or take advantage of you and stuff like that. Life is too short to be taken advantage of, okay? So, I mean, y'all make sure, because I'm hearing a lot of women, you know, we just met and this, that, and the other. Well, how long y'all been talking? Oh, about 6 months. We've been on the internet and this, that, and the other, everything. He going to come out here and all of that. Look here. All that coming out here trying to see me and all that shit and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, we got to be careful. They go for the same thing for men, too. It's a two-way street. We definitely got to be careful. Tomorrow is not promised to nobody. Life is too short to fuck it off, fuck it with somebody and this, that, and the other who you don't really want to fuck with to begin with, all right? So if that's the case, you know what I'm saying? That's just like I had a friend of mine call me last night, and she told me, she said, I feel real bad because someone just called me out of my name. And I said, well, what did he call you? She said, well, he called me a selfish bitch or a ratchet bitch or some shit like that or this, that, and the other. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, but, you know, with his gay ass. And I said, oh, he's gay, huh? Okay. Well, I ain't got nothing against gay people. Maybe he was just happy. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he's just happy. Maybe he's just, You know, he's just ecstatic. He's just ecstatic, and he doesn't know how to express it and everything, so he has to lash out, and he has to speak to you in a foul way and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Gay, straight, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Look here, right is right, wrong is wrong. Get your shit together. Don't be mad at her because she a woman and this and the other, and she wants a male companion, and you a man, and you don't want a woman companion. You want a male companion. So she want to go home and get some dick. You want to go home and suck some dick. It's a big difference, you know what I'm saying? But who am I to judge? It's not up to me to judge and everything. But people need to be careful. You don't know who you're dealing with behind these Facebook pictures, behind all of this stuff and everything like that, and the Joker shows up, and he's 4 foot high with platform shoes on, a hump on his back, and he got an eye missing. And you'd be like, ooh, you didn't look like that on Facebook. Of course not. It's Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Perfect example. I met a woman on Facebook. She was supposed to be a beauty queen and this, that, and the other. She's putting up all her old beauty pictures and everything like that there. I go to pick this bitch up from the airport. This bitch come out in a walker, okay? I mean, literally, a walker with the little tennis balls on the end of it and shit so it wouldn't scrape the ground. Shit. I told her, yeah, you could go up there and wait for me in parking and pick up. I'll be up there in a minute. That's where the fuck I left her ass. So the moral to my story is, if you ain't got nobody to hate on me then, y'all. Look here, I appreciate y'all rolling with me this morning. The Fat Man Wake Your Ass Up morning show. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? We'll be here every morning, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Because why? Because I'm better than all them other morning shows and this and the other. All them other morning shows, they want to talk and stick to the format and everything like that. Mostly all them other morning shows don't even have no fucking format. Most of those morning shows are following my format. So I tell you what, since you want to follow me and you want to hate, be my guest. I need 35 haters by the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else do too, you know what I'm saying? So feel free to hate on me. I will see y'all and I will talk to y'all tomorrow morning for the Wake Your Ass Up morning show. Get your ass up and go to work. Have a wonderful day. You know what I'm saying? Love, peace, chicken grease, you know what I'm saying? And be blessed, y'all, because don't nobody love you like God do. I'll see y'all later. 600.
Silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find in all these a dozen roses which I would give to you.
Hey, dog, what up? Hey, who this here?
Who this here?
Hey, wait, what up, dog?
Huh?
Hey, dog, can I holler at you for a second, player?
Who it is?
Hey, check this out, dog. I ain't trying to be fun or bust your bubble or nothing, dog.
Who?
Hey, dog. Hey, dog, it's my girl over there, dog.
Who it is?
Hey, dog, it's my girl over there, man.
Huh?
Hey, dog, it's my girl over there, man. Hey, dog, I know. Tell her I love her, dog. I seen over your crib, dog. What happened, though? I ain't trying to call your house with no mess or nothing, dog.
I believe you got the wrong number,
no,
man.
No, dog. Who this is? This Melvin, dog.
Yeah.
I got the right number, dog. I found your number in her purse, dog. Hey, dog, check this out.
Wait a minute. Who is your girl?
Lestine, dog.
Who?
Lestine, dog. You know my girl name, dog.
Lestine.
Hey, dog, check this out. Tell my girl to come home, man.
I don't even know her, man.
Check, dog, I seen her in your car, dog.
In my car? I ain't even got no car.
Well, whoever car y'all was in, dog. Dog, this all I need to know, Mib. Is you hitting it, dog?
Hitting what, man?
My good, dog.
No, home,
dog,
you got the wrong
dog,
one.
No, dog, you the dude, dog.
No, you got the wrong one.
You ever seen a dude in a green Cadillac ride up and down your street?
Green Cadillac?
See, I see you, dog. You don't be seeing me, dog. My girl just straight up be disrespecting me, dog. I ain't trying to have it, dog. Tell her to come home, dog.
No, man, I'm at my mama's house. I don't even know what's
dog,
happening.
Check this out. I live with my mama now, too, dog.
I don't know what's happening, though. Who it is?
Dog,
you still ain't told me who you was.
Hey, dog. Hey, check this out, dog. And you can tell me this. My girl got a tattoo up on her breasts, dog. She got a nickname on it. Stank Booty.
Huh?
She got her nickname Stank Booty on her breast, dog. You
I
know
don't
my,
even know her.
Dog, you know my girl, dog.
I don't know no Lestine.
Dog, Lestine, put on the phone, dog.
Ain't nobody here but me, man.
Hey, dog, I ain't trying to
pick me some breakfast.
Dog, I ain't trying to be funny and call your mama in the house, but it going to be me and you when I see you, dog. All
right.
Let me speak to your mama now.
She ain't him.
Dog, it's going to be me and you, dog. I'm going to put my foot so far up your tail. Your breath going to smell like shoe polish, dog. I'm going to get
right.
You, dog.
That's all right. That's
right. Uncle Melvin.
Huh?
This is Rick.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. What that is?
Shout out Migos. Shout out Zayto.
Migos drink at the Versace store.
Woo. Yeah. Versace, Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Numinati. This is a gated community, please get the fuck off the property. Rap must be changing cause I'm at the top and then no one on top of me. Niggas be wanting a verse, but man, that's not a swap to me. Grinding in compliments, pool in the backyard that look like Metropolis. I think I'm selling a million for sweet man, I guess I'm an optimist. Born in Toronto, but sometimes I feel like Atlanta adopted us. What the fuck is you talking about? Saw this shit coming like I had binoculars, boy.